How many of us know that from June 21st to December 21st, we lost over 6 hours of sunlight? So some of us know that real well. Yeah, it's been really dark. Until Saturday, and then Sunday, and then today, there's been more sunlight. I could tell. Could anybody tell? There's more light. It's good. It's almost 140 years ago that Thomas Edison filed a second U.S. patent for an electric lamp, the light bulb, a carbon filament. Wow, only 139 and a half years ago? What did they do before that? That's something we probably take for granted. But after that patent, his team discovered that a carbonized bamboo filament would last for 1,200 hours. That sounds like a modern light bulb, doesn't it? Although our modern light bulbs, the incandescent ones, are not energy efficient. Do you realize only 10% of the electricity that goes into the bulb turns into visible light? Only 10%. So that's why they're being phased out. We've got these goofy LED lamps that take forever to light. But they're more energy efficient. Well, all that being said, we may take the light bulb and things like that for granted. But another light that we truly, I think the world takes for granted, maybe we have taken for granted, today is Jesus Christ. The scriptures tell us that he was our one true light that came into the world and enlightens everyone. The coming of his light changed the world forever. The only way to the Father. Glad heavenly reunion, all the religious language you want. He's the only way to the Father. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And there's great evidence provided in the changed lives of people, you know, maybe like you and me and people in the church throughout history that have a testimony. They've truly been converted to Christ. Some of you could stand and share a message of how your life has turned from darkness to light almost in an instant. For many people, it's over time, that conversion. Do you know that your light has come? My light has come. And our lives don't ever need to be the same. And do we understand the importance and blessings of Jesus as the light of the world? I'd like you to consider four. Light brings sight and understanding. Light removes stains and purifies. And light heals. And light cheers, brings joy. So light brings sight and understanding, number one. Without light, we are hopelessly blind, right? Blind to our surroundings, blind to our situations and circumstances, blind to even ourselves. Before Jesus, most of the world was spiritually blind. Unable to see the spiritual reality all around them, the world had become blind because it rejected God. One of Jesus' disciples, the beloved disciple he calls himself in John, he says, God is light. But if people push God's light out of their life, we become blind, spiritually blind. That is what the world did. That is what many still do today. But Jesus said, I have come as light into the world that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. That's good news. And second, light removes stains and purifies. You know, the term sun bleached is what that's all about. You know, anything with spots on it. You know, I'm sure there's a special way you can do that. But the sun will cleanse it right out, take that stain right out. The purifying effects it holds. And not only does the sun remove stains, but it purifies. In 1877, a little bit before that light bulb by Edison, it was discovered that sunlight kills bacteria. We know that the ultraviolet rays of the sun purifies the air, the water, and surfaces of bacteria and germs, those things that can get inside of us. and with Jesus, just as the sunlight removes stains, Jesus, the light of the world, removes the spiritual stain, and the debt of that stain as well, too, of our sins. Isaiah 1:18, the Lord says, though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are like red like crimson, they will be like wool. 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. And it says in Acts 26 that Paul preached to all this message, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins. Peter, in his first sermon at Pentecost, Acts 2, said, he speaks of how we can be cleansed and purified. Repent. You know, turn around your life and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Number 3, light heals. Light heals. Whereas natural light may heal physical wounds and afflictions, the light of Jesus' love and his compassion, it brings healing to emotional wounds and afflictions of the heart and the mind. In his very first sermon, Jesus spoke from Isaiah 61. He declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to heal the brokenhearted." Many, maybe even here tonight, have been wounded by the words and deeds of others. Maybe we've even distributed some of those words and deeds ourselves. I'll confess to that throughout my life. Many may feel rejected. Many may have been broken by adversity, affliction, loss. For all these things, Jesus comes as the healer. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 147, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And Jesus' invitation to you, to me, is come to me, all you who are weary. Are you carrying heavy burdens? Come to me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And you shall find rest for your souls. The last area is that light cheers. Good things come from light. You know, there's joy that it cheers us. As I mentioned earlier, since Friday, Saturday, there's been a little more sunlight, on the average, 4 more minutes a day. It's not a whole lot. But there were 9 more minutes today, 13 tomorrow. It's going to keep on going. Well, until the middle of June, it's not even summer really yet. And it's like, what? The days are getting shorter. So don't think about that. We got a ways. So likewise, each day, what if we let a little more of the true light of Jesus impact us positively? We fast a little bit from the social media, from the news, yes, thanks be to God, from something. You know, it takes us away from inviting Christ through his word, you know, song, just 4 minutes. What about a test? Asking God, God, if you are light, put God to the test. If you are light, I want you to show me. I want to believe in you. 4 minutes with God every day. See what happens. Let his light shine upon you and through you. When there are long periods without sunshine, people get depressed. Our internship year, 88-89, Lise? I always have to check the dates. Yes, 1988-89, we were in Washington State. I can tell you that was the longest winter. Dark, rainy, unbelievable. But then the spring finally did come, and the sun was up to about 10 o'clock at night. But you can just see how the seasonal affective disorder out there, a lot of depression and other bad things that people do because they're depressed. But the people with the SAD, they can go to sunrooms, have that that artificial light be like the sunshine, and it cheers their soul a bit. You know, it helps a little bit. It decreases the brain's production of melatonin. And so it picks up the people's spirits. Some of you looked at the Covenant Advent devotional series. I don't know, we only got about 30 copies. It was sent out online. This is the first year I actually did every day. There's one more tomorrow. Did you see the one by Chris Hayden about darkness and light? I want to read a little bit of it. He says this: most grow accustomed to the dark around us and within. We carry fears and guilt, shadows that keep our sins secret. Fear that we won't be loved or accepted. We hide it all away. In the dark are the hurts and the wounds, the losses and the loneliness and the grief. In the dark lurks remorse and regret and a dozen other demons, real and imagined. In the light we seek God. In the dark we hope to hide our ungodliness. It's a little bit longer devotional, but check it out. In Jesus Christ, the light of the world enters our darkest places. Into the dark night of our souls, God comes. Jesus is born. Do we dare to look into the depths of our own heart tonight, this season, to see Christ being born there? Are we tired enough of hiding from ourselves, sick enough of the facades that protect us, desperate enough to let holiness reach in and touch us? Jesus' birth invites us to come out of hiding, to let go of fears, embrace God's love, to be born anew, believe in Him, embrace His light. Let it shine in you joyfully and through you joyfully to the world. Light cheers us. Psalm 16 says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That joy that cheers us, Jesus. You know, it's not happiness, it's joy. It's the joy of the Lord is our strength. It comes from knowledge that we are right with God. When we're right with God, we are filled with joy. It comes from knowing that He is our loving God, and Jesus is loyal friend. He's our Savior. He wants to be our Lord, not an angry enemy. This joy comes from the knowledge that our life each day has an exalted purpose. God has a purpose for you, for me. Every day, we've got to get over ourselves. It comes from knowing that you are pleasing your Creator and Savior and Lord. It comes from the experience of Christ working through you to bless the lives of others around you. Who has blessed you? That's been an example. We need to bless the lives of others. Let Christ's light and joy shine. It comes from fellowship with God and bathing in His light each day. I'll end with this. D.L. Moody described joy this way: happiness is caused by things that happen around me, and circumstances will mar it. But joy flows right on through trouble. Joy flows on through the dark. Joy flows in the night as well as in the day. Joy flows all through persecution and opposition. It's an unceasing fountain bubbling up in the heart. A secret spring the world cannot see and doesn't know anything about. But the Lord gives His everlasting joy to those who believe Him. To those who want to walk in His ways and in His light. Jesus is the light of the world. Your light and mine has come. Thanks be to God for Jesus. What a blessing.